Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1997, Skipjack Incorporated.
Here, let me a sec. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a commercial propane slash storage and CNG slash propane dispensing office and warehouse to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsburg 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 15 acres more or less and lying northwest corner of DuPont Boulevard, also known as U.S. Route 113, and East Piney Neck Road, also known as Road 329. The 911 address is none available since it's an acreage, and the tax map ID is District 133, Map 11, Parcel Number 1. For the benefit of the record, gentlemen, the applicants provided a survey site plan with the application. On September 12th of 2014, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet which contains a site plan for the proposed facility, a location map of the proposed facility in proximity to other business uses, a color rendering of the proposed office warehouse building with proposed signage, photo examples of compressed natural gas, also referred to as CNG, propane fueling stations, letters of support from the local community, and a map of nearby supporters, suggested proposed findings of fact for consideration, and suggested proposed conditions of approval for consideration. We received comments from three agencies on this application, first being from DLDOT. They were dated January 30th of 2014 and September 19th of 2014 in the form of letters and a support facilities report referencing that the subject property is located adjacent to U.S. Route 113 and is subject to the department's corridor capacity preservation program. That the property is located within a level 3 investment area according to the state strategies. That the property owner can develop a rights-in, rights-out access to U.S. Route 113 for a site generating an average of 200 vehicle trips per day. That the property owner can develop a full access to East Piney Grove Road, Road 329. That a traffic impact study is not recommended. That the current level of service C of U.S. Route 113 will not change as a result of this application. And that the current level of service A of East Piney Grove Road may change to a level of service B. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division also provided comments on September 19th of 2014 in the form of a memorandum and referenced that the property is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5, that the use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. The Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum on September 19th of 2014 and referenced that there are 5 soil types on this property, that the developer shall be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, that on-site drainage improvements may be necessary, that a tax ditch branch may be affected, and all considerations and activities should be taken to minimize any impacts on a ditch branch. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Dunkel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Mark Dunkel with the law firm of Parkowski, Girk & Swayze, 116 West Water Street, Dover, offices in Georgetown and Wilmington. Happy to be here on behalf of the applicant, Skipjack, Inc. Skipjack is a wholly owned subsidiary of Chesapeake Utilities, the natural gas company. And what we're presenting tonight is a conditional use application for a compressed natural gas and propane vehicle refueling station, along with a warehouse and office, and then storage for propane. And the fueling station includes compressors to get compressed natural gas. This is part of the cutting edge future infrastructure energy independence concept for Chesapeake. sort of a chicken and an egg application. There aren't a whole lot of compressed natural gas and propane-fueled vehicles out there, but they're building. We've got folks from Chesapeake who tell you more about that. Fleets are generally where they start. But somebody's got to build a fueling station, or no one's going to buy those kind of vehicles or drive them very far. In the booklet tonight, we've got a color rendering of the proposed site that's up on the board. I'll represent to you, it's a pretty straightforward layout site plan. I agree with everything Mr. Lank said. And DLDOT would allow access to this site from 113, but we're only having access in and out on East Piney Grove Road. Makes a better circulation pattern and works fine for this facility. And Mr. Garth Jones from Becker Morgan's here, and later on, if you have specific questions, it's always better to ask the engineer than the lawyer about how the site plan works. But I trust you've already looked at it, and he'll answer those questions for you. We also wanted to just give you a sense of what's in the area. Tab 2, which is the board on the bottom, is a little bit hard to see. But there are other businesses nearby. Of course, Melvin Joseph Company is down the road. Pep Up is further down the road. There's a mulching business and equipment runoff. On East Piney Grove Road, where our site is, which is the red on the map on page 2, there actually are two conditional uses a little bit further down East Piney Grove Road. So they're just down from us. Packet does contain a color rendering under the third tab of the proposed building. I know you've got it all in front of you. And, of course, it's just a rendering, but they're going to do a first-class job on the building. We also included, because this is relatively new kind of animal, some photographs of examples of these type of filling stations or fueling stations elsewhere. And the very first one, if you may have guessed, is actually in Georgetown, right in the city limits of Georgetown, the one that has the shark tank. And it's just a propane station. And it essentially was a pilot for the company to see how that would work. It's really not, the kind of layout that they'd really like, but it was a way to get started. So if you might recognize this from being on the highway. The other photographs are interesting. The one with the school bus is this facility is diesel, propane, and compressed natural gas. So they've got a lot of different mix here. Again, we're in transition to try to take care of different fleets. I think that's in Pennsylvania, I believe. And then we've got other examples. The reason I included this photograph with the canopy in the tab is, and behind the yellow pole barriers are the actual compressors to compress the natural gas that's in the gas line, and then it goes in lines over to the pumps. So that's why that's in there. And the others, just to give you some examples of other places with propane fueling stations, we think ours is a lot better than the last couple I included, because here the propane tanks are real close to the pumping facility, the canopy. And in our layout, the tanks are quite removed, and the propane will actually go in piping over to the pumps. So again, we're trying to make the most of the 15 acres and have a nice site. We did include, just for your benefit, 17 letters of support from around the community. It's not everybody within a stone's throw of the site, but it's pretty reasonably close. And we have talked to our neighbors as well. So we wanted just to include that for the commission's benefit. And I did, of course, present proposed findings of fact. This is a conditional use. And if you bear with me, the lawyer will finish up and get the other folks that know more than I do here to give you some more facts. But I just did for the record. I think Mr. Lank has done this, but I wanted to ask Mr. Chairman that my exhibit book be made a part of the record tonight. Okay. And for proposed findings, we would show that the facility location is ideal. It's centrally located, and it's convenient to Route 113. It provides a much-needed infrastructure, as I mentioned earlier, that doesn't really exist yet, but we know the need is coming, and that infrastructure is to fuel CNG and propane-powered vehicles. And also, the site provides an office and a warehouse. It's the most efficient way to make this kind of investment, to combine like uses on one site. So that's why we've got an office and a warehouse and propane sales as well. We think this alternate fuel is a market that's going to expand, and the company is willing to make that investment on that bet. There are other similar uses, commercial uses, I'm sorry, and conditional uses in the immediate area within a mile. There's a memorial park, probably all know where that is, a crematorium, construction company, and hot mix, manufactured home sales, equipment rental, mulch and stone, paver sales. There's a propane oil dealership. Conditional use down Piney Grove Road, there is a storage facility, mostly a boat storage, I believe, and a truck repair right down the road as well. We do believe that you will find that the proposed use would be essential and desirable for the general convenience, health, safety, morals, and welfare of Sussex County, the current and future citizens of Sussex County, and that the application itself does meet the purposes of Section 115-22 of the code for a conditional use. Unless you have questions for me, I'd really like to call Shane Brakey up from Chesapeake Utilities, and he can tell you all the wonders of compressed natural gas and why we're here.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm Shane Brakey, Chesapeake Utilities, Director of Energy Services. Mr. Dunkel had asked me to come up here just to kind of give you a briefing on the CNG or compressed natural gas side of things, and then also to provide an update as to where we are with natural gas in the vicinity. I don't know if you've seen recently on Route 113 just north of Millsboro, there's probably some pipeline on the ground. We are in the process of running pipe to the Stokely Center. So from Route 20, Hartscapel Road, up Route 113, and over across the Avenue of Honor. Pipe is currently being put in. Our intent is to have gas there by November so that they can start using natural gas by the winter season. And then also the school has committed to natural gas also. As far as the CNG or the propane fueling, we do currently have a natural gas fueling station at our Queen Street office in Dover, Delaware. It's been there for just about 20 years. It's used by probably a handful of people in the community. As of late, we've started. This weekend's a good example. We received several calls from people coming in to Dover Downs from New York looking for a place to fuel up. I received at least 3 phone calls from people. The one thing with natural gas is some facilities across the nation aren't always 24/7, so quite often they'll call ahead just to make sure they can access the fueling station. The intent with this fueling station would be it would be a 24/7 with a credit card reader so people could come in and fuel up as they see fit. Mr. Dunkel pretty much went through, you know, the pictures that were submitted, and I'll be available if you have any questions on anything with that.
All right, I did want to make a record, Mr. Chairman, if I could. Mr. Brakey, do you agree with everything I represented on behalf of the applicant in my presentation?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think that's it for me.
I would ask Garth Jones from Becker Morgan to come up if the commission has any questions about the nuts and bolts of the site plan or anything else. And we also have other folks from Chesapeake if you have other questions as well.
I'm Garth Jones with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware.
Mr. Jones, for the record, if you could, since I assume you're going to be testifying as an expert, could you give us your credentials in 25 words or less?
Yes. I have a bachelor's in civil engineering, and I'm a licensed professional engineer in Delaware.
24 words. Good.
24 words. Good. It's all about the record, okay? We have to put you on the record. Anyway, go ahead.
You can go ahead and walk through it, Garth, if you want to.
Well, briefly, I'll just walk you through to say we have 2 buildings proposed that will be fronting on 113. It's 18,000 square foot office warehouse and then another 7,500 square foot office warehouse. We've separated site access. We're proposing 2 full accesses on East Piney Grove Road. The first access will be primarily for customers and employees parking. And then the second access will be for more for truck deliveries of propane or deliveries to the warehouse along with service vehicles. And then you can also access the service area, fueling area, for the propane as well as the CNG. Just all of our parking will be out of the front yard setback. And like I said, we've been through, had initial meetings with DelDOT. They're not going to require a traffic study. The other thing is we're also setting up a 60-foot wide easement to access the remaining lands to our north.
Thanks. And I did want to just close with the last page of the exhibit is the proposed conditions. We propose to the commission. Of course, we comply with all the DelDOT entrance and access requirements. Also, because, as you know, the location of this property is in your landscaping zone for being in the corridor of 113, we're asking that, of course, we'll comply with that. We'd like some flexibility when we do the landscaping plan, when we come back with the final, that we can plan it so they can still see the signage for the building. And that's one of the reasons we've made that a request for the condition. And also, we're asking for the B1 signage. This conditional use in this zone would allow B1 signage requirements, so we've asked to include that in the condition number 3. And, of course, they'd be noted on the final site plan. Other than that, we're asking for a favorable recommendation from the commission on this application.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if
can I ask a question?
Yes.
Real quick.
Yes.
Just because you made reference to the conditions. You make reference to the signs, and you're showing no more than 2 ground signs, and you're referencing the 200 square foot per sign and the 150 square foot per building. That's based on the B1. Those two ground signs would be where?
Well, I think because we're on two roads, we could have one on 113 and one on Piney Grove Road.
Good answer. That's the only way you can have them.
Okay, and that's where we're going to put
them. Let's get a variance. So you don't need a variance if you do it that way, if the commission gives you that square foot.
Right. Okay. And that's why we'd like to do that.
That's all. I just want to clear that.
All right, sir. Thank you. Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Lake, for clearing that up. That was one of my questions. You mentioned your hours are 24/7.
How many
employees are you planning on having and on per shift or whatever?
Let me call up someone who can answer that question. David, can you come on up?
Dave DeCaro with Chesapeake Utilities, Strategic Product Director. We'll be having 64 total employees.
64.
On this site?
Yes.
And will they be there at one time, or are they on shifts, or?
Within the build, some of them will be on shifts, some of them will be drivers, the majority will be office staff.
Right.
Are those new employees? Will they all be new, or are they transferring in from somewhere else, or what?
We will be bringing in offices from other areas. We'll be relocating to this location. Besides the Georgetown office that we have existing, we'll be moving down to this location.
Okay. It's very similar to like a gas station type of an environment. I mean, do you plan on having a Wawa type or rural farm store with other goods, or is it just fuel only?
Right. It's just fuel. There'd be no, in fact, I think we might have put that in the exhibit package. There's no convenience store, so it is not like a Royal Farms in that situation at all.
No service of vehicles or other than your own, I presume. Are you going to have?
That's correct.
Will you do service of your own vehicles on the site?
No, we do not.
No. My limited knowledge of CNG and propane stations is that they're usually separate. They're two different markets for that. Isn't this a little bit different than having both in one location?
I believe one of the exhibits that we provided shows where you can have propane and CNG in the same. I think it's it would show the separation of the dispensers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to see them kind of merging together because they have been separate for almost all the time that I've been familiar with it. And CNG, you mentioned the compressors, and there's quite a bit of pressure that's needed to compress natural gas so that it can be put into the vehicle. Your compressors are what size? Are they engine-driven, electric-driven, or how much noise do they put out?
They would be electric driven, but Shane, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, the ones that we've utilized.
Identify yourself. Again,
Shane Breaking, Chesapeake. The ones that we've utilized in the past have been electric driven motors, and they're not that loud. But you do need to compress the gas up to 3,600 psi.
Right. Yeah.
So it does take a strong enough horsepower engine to get to that point. We haven't determined in this case. It's a product of how much gas you need and what amount of time that drives what size horsepower engine you need.
Yeah, how quickly it recharges the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And are they going to be in one of the buildings or out?
They'll be outside. I think in the third picture you can see something. But they're usually in sound enclosed containers.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could point on the map in proximity to the property lines where your compressors are going to be. Shane, you can go over there.
I'm not sure if I know. Oh, right here. So they're pretty. They're
labeled.
On this area, even though the dispensers will be up in this area, the compressors will be back.
And how far is that from the property line near the bottom? You said you rode 60 feet, so it's more than 60.
Well, you have to understand that this property goes, I mean, not only does it, it actually crosses over.
Oh, so it goes well beyond.
It goes well beyond the property.
Yeah, so you own all the property around that and up to the road. Okay, and then that brings me to the question of what do you have any plans for the remaining property, or is that for future expansion, or...
Well, on the remaining property outside the light green is still owned by Melvin Joseph or the people associated with Melvin Joseph. And so that would be, we're going to only own what's in the green. I don't know what they were going to do, if they'd have to come in and get a site plan approval or whatever.
Certainly.
But that is the reason we did, of course, leave the easement, so that property wouldn't be wasted and could be utilized.
Certainly. Right. That makes sense. Well, it seems like a good location. I guess since it is kind of a different and interesting application, you've had these in other places. So this is something the fire marshal is going to permit, and the environmental groups are going to do all their things in review and all that. So that'll be contingent if we were to act favorably. All that has to be in before you get final site plan approval and all that.
That's right.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think that's all my questions.
All right. So thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Ross. You got a lot of my answers, but is there someone here tonight that can speak to the safety of this operation?
Identify yourself for the record. Hi, I'm Ron Patrick. I'm the director for construction, facilities, and safety for Sharp Energy, which is the propane division of Chesapeake Utilities. I'm responsible for building these systems. We build them in many states. The systems are actually governed by the Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office. This one would be, and it goes under a code of NFPA 58, National Fire Protection Code of 58. The requirements, I could go all night explaining them, but they're basically everything's an automatic shutdown. If there's any failure anywhere, everything shuts down automatically. The safety of the dispensers for the propane, as was mentioned earlier, the propane tanks are going to be probably 50 or 60 feet or more away from the dispenser. However, there's pieces in line that if anything happens along the way, it's automatically shut down. Propane systems are regulated pretty stringently, but really no different than they are at your home. If you have a propane tank at your house, they have a lot of the same features, just not quite as many of them.
Okay.
I don't know what your... Do you have a specific concern on safety?
Well, I happened to be watching the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams two nights ago, and you're probably familiar. They ran a segment, which is available online, about, and I certainly don't have the abilities to say whether it was, a credible presentation or not, but it put in me the idea of what are the safety aspects, because this investigative report that NBC News did along with USA Today was an eye-opener and somewhat chilling as to dangers from explosions, and that's why I was hoping that for me to get past that there would be someone that could speak as an expert to the safety of these regards.
To answer part of that, there's a video that deals with that we have that NFPA puts out that deals with this new concept of auto gas, because it's taken off so much over the country, across the country. They actually put it in a police car and tried to make the tank explode, because when the police departments first started using it, that was a major concern they had. And they ended up having to open the trunk and shoot it 3 times with a high-powered rifle to even pierce the tank. And even then, there was no fire explosion. It just started to leak in the tank. I mean, so the vessels are extremely thick. The tanks that were proposing here would be mounted underground. You wouldn't even see them. And the head of those tanks is probably a little better than an inch thick. Mm-hmm. So the piping is all welded. It's Schedule 80. It's very, very heavy-duty pipe. And there are so many safeties that the safety devices are triggered with nitrogen. They're held open with nitrogen, and it's black plastic tubing. So if there's very little heat, it would melt that tubing and automatically shut everything down.
Can I just comment on that?
Please do.
And I'm not an expert, and Shane Brakey, but I believe the what you had seen through the USA Today, they're primarily addressing the aging infrastructure of natural gas, and they probably were, in some aspects, talking about just any aging infrastructure, could be water and everything, but there are cities that have natural gas infrastructure that could be 80 to 100 years old using cast iron pipes and old pipes of that nature. Our system is very new, especially this system that's going to be in this area. We use plastic pipe, so there's not going to be the corrosion that I think they were talking about that was causing a lot of the incidents that they brought up in that new segment. Yeah. And knock on wood, you know, we've had no instances in our system as far as Chesapeake Utilities goes of anything like that.
Well, as I said, I appreciate the nature of this application and applaud, you know, the forward thinking of being able to provide the public as well as the country with an alternative fuel source, something that will hopefully promote jobs and energy sustainability here within. But a part of this, as I say, in seeing this was a concern, and not so much on the small vehicle tanks, but wondering of the storage tanks themselves, or what their safety is. And I ask this primarily because there is one of your neighbors is the Sussex Central Senior High School, which has is currently operating at capacity, has approximately 2,000 students, staff, administration, teachers in it at any time, with school buses coming and going. And I feel as though I wouldn't be doing my job as a planning commissioner if I didn't put forward something of addressing through the words of an expert that could speak to the safety that those children and the people that be visiting that facility, have a reasonable expectation. But beyond saying, you know, knock on wood, we haven't had anything yet. Because I've spoken with an official at the Indian River School District, and it's my understanding that we as taxpayers will be finding out here very soon that there will be quite likely a middle school will be built on that property, adding more students into that area, because the Indian River School District just this year added 400 new students to their rolls. So they need new schools, and that seemed to be a facility for it. So,
and Mr. Smith, I wanted to ask
that question, get right. That on the record.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask Ron Patrick just to say how long he's been doing this, but also he has specific information because he gets the fire marshal's approval.
about what's required. I'd like him to talk about that.
The system that we're proposing is, and I've been doing this for 44 years. I'm getting close to retirement. But the system that we're proposing, they're called mounded tanks. They're built partly in the ground and then they're covered with dirt. Those tanks have a lifespan if you take care of them. I mean, we've got tanks in the ground that I know that are 30, 40 years ago that are still in great condition. And the condition of the tanks and the integrity of those tanks, when you put them underground, I'll give you a good example. We have several developments right here in the county, the Peninsula, Americana Bayside. Those two developments, we have two of these tanks mounted that feed that entire development. And they're right in, both of those right in the middle, right next to the golf course. I mean, you can't tell it's a propane tank. The safeties, again, I'll talk about the safeties are just, I mean, they're, the fire marshal that comes out and gives us requirements goes by NFPA 58. For example, I talked to the fire marshal's office about this project. They're going to require us to have water storage of at least 30,000 gallons. And with that water storage, that'll provide 500 gallons a minute for 1 hour for the fire department. So, I mean, we're going to have water there, plus whatever water they would be able to bring in. I think right now we've done some calculations on a small well would fill that up. We could fill that tank back up in about 4 hours. If they use that entire 30,000 gallons. So, you know, there are water requirements, there are setback requirements, there are installation procedures. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Thank you for that information.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of safety, I would assume there must be a fair degree of safety given that, was it Suburban in Millsboro has a townhouse complex that butts up to their property, if I stand correct, and I believe that's a tank farm also. Sharp Energy is part of this project, is that?
Yeah, Sharp Energy is the propane division of Chesapeake Utilities.
Would the Sharp Energy office in Georgetown, the tanks there be deactivated?
Correct. The plan is, if we get this approval, is to move Georgetown office out there. Okay. That would be part of the people that would be employed there.
And as part of your service to the public, are you going to be able to fill propane tanks, whether they're brought in by hand or brought in by an RV?
Yes, sir.
Great.
So you want to fill your grill tank? Is that what you're saying?
No, I frequent Sharp Energy in Georgetown, being a Georgetown resident. But it is a pain getting in and out of there with my 37-foot motorhome. So I look forward to openness. And we've already talked about the type of regulators you have to deal with. Mr. Chairman, I'm familiar with this property and with someone as a consumer of propane, but not the compressed, so I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
How many tanks are you proposing?
Four 30,000-gallon tanks.
And then if you needed more tanks, you would that would come back through another approval?
No, if we needed more, we only try to build so much storage in an area. And what happens if we outgrow that storage, it's because we've grown out beyond those reaches. So we go in other areas to try to build storage in other places.
So if this was to move forward, it would be four tanks?
Well, the way we've looked at these before.
I know we had it with Steiner a little bit.
Yeah, well, and I know different ones we've seen. If the conditional use is for a propane storage facility, for example, and they needed to add propane tanks, that would come under that umbrella of the approval for this conditional use. They'd have to come back in with just a site plan to
right.
show where those tanks are located, but that's not the whole public hearing process.
Unless the commission chose the proposed restriction to limit it to a certain number of tanks.
Yeah, right. We could do it.
Okay. And you mentioned that the site was going to be open all the time. So that would be the whole site would be open? There's going to be a fencing property of some?
No, our intention is to keep our office hours the same as we have them now, but the fueling station for CNG and for propane would be available 24/7. That's one of the reasons the two entrances, the second entrance allows to come in. It's everything else would be fenced off and gated.
So there would be a gate somewhere to keep you away from the...
So they'd be able to pull into the canopy and get either CNG or propane.
That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
Just for clarification, this question was asked earlier. I don't think it was answered. The area in light green is the 15 acres.
That's correct.
That's all I have. Just to clarify.
All right. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions.
Can I have one more if I might?
Okay.
Sorry. Again. With your system, are they going to be bringing in the big tank trucks to fill up your tanks for propane, or is that taken care of by your gas line?
For propane would be the transport trailers we have to bring in.
Transport trailers are coming in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. I just have one question regarding site security. What kind of security measures will you have in place?
Well, the requirements, again, are that we fence the entire property and that has the tank, any tanks associated with it. And I'm sure your natural gas is probably under the same. Has to have a minimum of a 6-foot-high chain link fence. We would have gates that would close automatically. That was our intention. And there's certain lighting that's required.
Right.
That if we're dispensing gas after hours of darkness, we have to have lighting. So there would be lighting there. And at the building, we'd have lighting around the outside of the building.
You have any surveillance cameras or anything
like
that?
Yes, we would have surveillance cameras, correct. We have those at locations now.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1997, Skip Jack Incorporated? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Terry Timmons. I have a small commercial property within less than a mile north of that. Across from where Stinger's Tavern is. I'm sure you all been looking at your Google Maps. I'm in favor of this because natural gas goes by there. Hopefully I'll be able to get that sometime. Right now they're just serving large customers.
Right.
And I think their outlets on Piney Grove Road is a good idea too. It relieves some of the 113 traffic. Other than that, I'm in favor of it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else?
Thank you. I'm Ray Hopkins. I chair the Economic Development Council here in Georgetown. It's an arm of the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce. I also own a small business. I'm in favor of it because of the of what Mr. Smith alluded to earlier with the creation of jobs. And that's what we're about in the Economic Development Council, to encourage companies and small businesses to plant themselves here in Georgetown in the outlying areas so that it creates jobs. And that's why I'm in favor of it.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1997? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.